Greetings. Greetings, fellow listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is the 13th of August in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2023. And this is yours truly, Myrrh, and we have a chat room, yourstrulymyrrh.chatango.com. And be sure to go to republicbroadcasting.org or call them and check out all the sponsors and how you can help keep this wonderful platform afloat. You know, it runs continually, so things can't last continually and have to be updated. And especially Dixie Republic, and you can email them at proudsouthern123@gmail.com and tell them RBN sent you. And today, I'm very interested in talking about so much that I'm learning. The chemtrail thing turns out to be more of a pollution from the aircraft. And they fly up 46,000, 49,000 feet. And there's a layer of pollution from all the metals and things. It's like garbage that they put in the jet fuel. And it's making like a, you know, I call it milked over, right? Because everything looks kind of white. And it takes years for some of the stuff to break down, if it does at all, because it's up there so high. And in India, at their aeronautics thing, they had talked about this and documented it too. And I was just watching with Renette Senham. She has a couple interviews with Jim Lee from Climate Viewer. And that's what got me talking about what I was just talking about. But there's just so much to learn. And towards the end of the show, I want to talk about Renette again, something else I learned that had to do with the Sound of Freedom. But right now, Jim Lee starts out with this first clip, and it's kind of long. It's 19 minutes and 20 seconds or something. So you'll hear him talk about how he's trying to help her with this suit she has against geoengineering. So, Sam, if you'll play that, please, then we'll talk some more. Oh, yeah.
Welcome, climate viewers, to another Sunday chat. This is not going to be a nice one. I'm at my wit's end right now with a certain Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. And I think it's going to be really obvious to all of you why. Jamie Lee of Plain Truth has made some interesting comments about Dane. Well, how about that? He just, in chat said exactly where we're gonna start. And then we're gonna work our way back. And then we're gonna talk about all of the articles and videos that I deleted about Dane Wigington, because everybody wants peace. And everybody says, why can't we all just get along like you're freaking Rodney King or something? Well, I'm going to introduce you hardcore Jim Lee style to the reality of the situation in this community, this chemtrail community. It has never been a community. If anything, it's been a bunch of egomaniacs, each individually doing their own thing, butting heads at every single possibility, and nothing good will ever come of this, as far as I can tell. Now, you may be wondering, hey Jim, why now? What's so special? Why did you pick this Sunday to rant about Dane Wigington? Well, guess what? I was kind of prompted by James W. Lee, not James F. Lee Jr., that's me, but there's another James Lee out there, Jamie Lee. Plain Truth, he put a video out and it really resonated with me. So I figured, you know, what the hell? Let's talk about it, because I'm at the point now where I cannot take the scumbaggery of Dane Wigington any longer. As some of you may know, I've been working with Renette Senham on a geoengineering lawsuit. I'm trying to provide her with the best possible information so they have the most chance of winning their lawsuit. And hopefully this lawsuit will, you know, spread into bigger categories. We're going to start small and work up bigger. Dane took it upon himself to copyright claim Renette, who's just new to the game, didn't know what was going on, didn't understand. And I had a conversation with her and I said, you don't know who Dane is. But this is typical. This is how Dane has always operated. And basically, he's got this lawyer, Julio Gomez. He, you know, threatened her in an email with, you know, a lawsuit. He's threatened me with the same letter from his lawyer. Jamie Lee, in the video you're about to see, will have the exact same lawyer letter. And I have all the receipts. Over the past 15 years, I've kept the receipts on all of these people for a reason. Because you knew it was coming. So let's just jump into that. You know, if you can donate. I don't really give a, you know, crap at this point. ClimateViewer.com, all my stuff's on there, weather modification history, timeline, and newspapers, all the information you could possibly want to know about this subject, and links to donate there. If you're watching this anywhere else, I'm doing this bitching tonight on youtube.com/ClimateViewer, and that's where I do my live videos right now. Hopefully in the near future, I'm going to be able to multitask and, you know, broadcast on all the things. Maybe I'll use Restream or something like that, but that's the point. We'll get to that. So let's just get right into it. If you didn't know, recently I did a video, where Dane Wigington was, you know, interviewed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And this German, blog basically put it like this. I literally never check my Facebook messages, and I got this, and this kind of sums it up very nicely. U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. interviewed chemtrail activist Dane Wigington on the topic of, is climate engineering real? Geoengineering expert Jim Lee, whose work is cited by universities including MIT and which follows the research of alternative Nobel laureate Rosalie Bertell, facts. Rosalie Bertell and Rosalind Peterson were my heroes. I studied everything they ever wrote before, you know, I really got into all of this. Anyway, who followed Rosalie Bertell, dismantles Wigington's claims in this highly revealing interview analysis, refuting Wigington's claims about the dubious pumps and pipes in chemtrails aircraft and their alleged spraying actions, and exposing Wigington's role as chemtrail scaremonger and climate emergency gatekeeper. I think that pretty much says it all. If you have not already watched this, just a heads up, it was Harold Save, another person who's been jaded by Wigington, that pointed out to me that Dane literally hijacked this video. This was originally recorded back in February on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s blog, on his, you know, whatever, his website. And at the time, he was not a presidential candidate. So then Dane waits till now, pays his video editor to put together all of these, you know, pictures over top of it, and then titles it U.S. presidential candidate for clout chasing. But at the time, I'm pretty sure that if Dane was currently, you know, if RFK was already a presidential candidate, he wouldn't be having Dane on. This was before that. But now Dane's, you know, being interviewed by a U.S. presidential candidate, that makes him more credible, because credibility matters, right, Dane? Anyway, So this is the video that really prompted this discussion. And I'm going to let Jamie Lee say it himself. I reached out to him via email. I left a message, multiple in here. And I even left my phone number. But apparently the only comment that got left was burn. Because for some reason, you know, my phone number and my email kept getting deleted automatically. Whether it's YouTube or whether Jamie did it, I don't really care, but I'm still going to share his video. So here we go.
Hey, folks. Welcome to another video from aplaintruth.info. I need to get this out. I need to get this off my chest, and I need to warn people about Geoengineering Watch. It's become irrelevant and pretty much obsolete as far as being relevant to the conditions and what we're seeing happening in our skies, in our weather, in the massive super firestorms created by directed energy weapons. So this is an article from Dane Wigginton at Geoengineering Watch. Dane is a public figure. I've known Dane since 2005. I'll get into that in a minute, but he just did a big hit piece and kind of came after me too. Took on flat earthers, which he refuses to talk to me about, and basically is saying that these fires are just normal because the winds are creeping up, and it's also due to geoengineering.
What the hell? I swear, you turn the thing off for one day, and then suddenly everything just goes to shit on you. Let me get my screen picture working right. It's supposed to be this screen. Thank you very much. So I just want to go ahead and say this. Now, you guys know how much I've, you know, picked on the whole flat earth theory. And I'm still open to suggestions. I'm not saying I agree or disagree with a plain truth on flat earth. However, on directed energy weapons, I've been covering that for years. Directed energy weapons are real. This is irrefutable proof. But Dane says, no, that's not a thing. But let's continue.
Engineering, and that's what's causing it. Cars to flip over on their roofs, and ball fields to have lines through the middle of their fields, and homes being cut directly in half, and buildings being taken down with heavy metal iron melted, and glass melted, and steel rims melted. And
yeah, because that's just normal, right? That's not, you know, that's completely just regular forest fires do that sort of stuff.
He's saying, oh, it's just the convection from the fires and whatnot. Nothing to do with lasers, nothing to do with technology whatsoever. So I want to get into a little bit more of my history with Dane. He used to publish my work. Here's one of my, this is my taboo blog from 2013. He's published all of my articles on the sites, and then, so, well, he's never really supported me, but he was using my work. And if you'll notice, in his site now, do you see anybody else's work he promotes? Anybody else at all? He's been promoting Vax, the Vax. He had guys, Wakefield and everything come by. Do you see any Vaxxed articles? No, you don't. All you see on Dane's website is about Dane. Every article is about Dane. Dane's book, don't buy it, folks. It's terrible. Dane's book is terrible. I bought it for $25. I wish I could return it. All it is Dane's essays. All it talks about is Dane. This is his site. It's My Way or the Highway, Dane's site. And he gets into this ridiculous saying that it's climate change and it's global engineering and that's it. And the fires are nothing really too unusual. And we'll get into that in a second. But like I said, I've known Dane for a very long time. Here, let me get this picture here. This is me working at the geoengineering booth in Sonoma. Jamie Lee here with Melanie Moran. And I'm working at the booth helping promote Dane, as I did since 2007 when I first met Dane in Reading at his property. I actually bought 93 acres from him down the road. It was a homesteaded property on Backbone Ridge. I was planning on moving up there. Dane came across as extremely eloquent, a man's man, very straightforward. I had no reason to doubt him whatsoever. But then I noticed when I started to possibly move up there, he had a lot of conflicts with a bunch of neighbors. And I soon to see that pattern of Dane conflicting with not just anyone, but everyone. including finally it happened to me. Dane and I were friends. We used to talk hours and hours and hours on the phone. And I was his amigo, as I said, handed out thousands and thousands of his flyers, thousands and thousands of his DVDs, and supported him. I flew down to Los Angeles to support him in a speak he gave down there. I drove up to Reading to support him in talks. I brought apples and pears from my farm to feed the movement and whatnot. So the thanks I get from Dane is he says, we got to sound the alarm. We got to provide credible data. We got to get the message out. So I said, okay, I'm going to write a book because Dane's, you know, on this geoengineering, and I got it out. So I go and I start to write a book, and I send Dane the first few writings of it. No response. I finish kind of the first edition of the manuscript, send it to Dane. No response. He won't even look at my book. He won't even talk to me about my book. I spent 2 years writing this book because Dane told me we needed to sound the alarm in our own way. And this man will not even look at my book. He still to this day has not looked at my book. Like I said, Dane does not support anybody else's work. As far as not supporting people, Dane will not cover targeted individuals. He'll not cover any psychotronic weaponry that's caused by geoengineering as well.
And I want to pause right here because if you don't know who Bye Bye Blue Sky is, this is Suzanne Marr. So if you recall back in the day, there was the Mount Shasta hearing. Let me tell you the backstory on this. So what actually happened was Suzanne Marr is the one who, from Bye Bye Blue Sky, she was the one who actually organized the meeting with the government officials at Mount Shasta. What happened was Dane Wigington came in as a speaker, but then brought like 8 or 9 other speakers with him and an entire camera crew, and then basically hijacked her meeting. I heard this is from me talking to Suzanne Marr directly on the phone. Numerous other individuals who live in the hometown with Dane, know him personally, have reached out to me over the years. Everything he is saying right now is 100% true.
Well, this wonderful lady, Suzanne Mayer, is being attacked with psychotronic weaponry, using geoengineering, using frequencies that's part of the scalar waves they use in the sky, the HARP system, and she's being attacked. Can Dane be bothered to reach out to help him? No. And what did Dane do to Michael Murphy, his former business partner at What in the World Are We Spraying? Well, when they came out with a second movie, Dane pulled his funding to Mr. Michael Murphy, and also he attacked him. This is Mr. Murphy here, and Dane went after, he called Michael Murphy's family. Michael has an addiction problem, and it was accelerated because Dane went after him and called his family and started talking about what the addictions Michael Murphy had and made up a bunch of lies on him and basically sent Michael Murphy to drinking, and I think he's still destitute. I think he's still having problems. And what about Billy Hayes?
All right, stop. Pause. I think he's still destitute. If you don't know this, Michael Murphy is dead. Michael Murphy died. I don't know how that missed, you know, I don't know how Jamie Lee missed this. But this is just fact. For those who don't know this, Michael J. Murphy has died on Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. Now, he's going to tell you that basically Dane reached out, you know, to all of Michael J. Murphy's family members. I'm going to pull some up on the other screen over here. He reached out to all of his family members when the guy who made What in the World Are They Spraying, when the guy who literally made the film that made Dane famous was going to make his second film. Yes, Dane put some money into the first film, but it was largely produced by Reality Zone, which is G. Edward Griffin. And G. Edward Griffin told me personally that he wished that he had never allowed Dane in that movie because he created a monster. And what did Dane do when Michael needed help the most? The guy who literally created, Michael Murphy created Dane Wigington. You would not know his freaking name if it weren't for this man right here. He went and bashed him all over the internet. He went and he wrote articles about it, setting the record straight for those who truly care about the battle to stop climate engineering. I've got a couple of these links in the details. I couldn't possibly, because a lot of this stuff is literally backed up on my hard drive. And apparently, Wayback Machine just decided it wasn't going to work tonight when I was looking up the stuff that I, you know, backed up on all of this, which is completely ironic. It just spins. It doesn't do anything. I got a gigabyte per second. It's not my internet. But it ain't working tonight, coincidentally. Anyway, Dane Wigington goes right down here. Michael Murphy, Kim Moore, and Weather War 101. It's a threefer, people. He's literally going to shit on three different people in one post just to respond to all the people who hate his guts. And he goes on in here to say, you know, for the record, I have had no contact with Bechtel over the 30 years, and I certainly have none with the government ever. Though Michael Murphy and others have accused me of owning Bechtel stock, that is a complete lie. I have never owned a single share of Bechtel stock or any other stock from any company. Michael was soliciting funds from people without disclosing his addiction. Okay, on several occasions when asked.
Thank you. And now we have in person the man you were just listening to. Can you come on, Jim?
I don't know. Can I?
Yeah, please do.
How are you doing, Mary?
I'm good. What do you want to tell us today? I put in the email that I sent last. I sent a million emails, but about Texas, if you want to get to that at some point, but it's not primarily important. I just want to hear what you have to say.
Honestly, like, I have been, oh my gosh, what a day. I was on earlier with Radovine from the Czech Republic for 2 hours straight. Yesterday I did Weaponized News with Sam for 2 hours. I've been prepping for the last 3 hours for my live show on tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern on YouTube, because apparently there's a Chinese bio lab in Reedley, California that just got shut down.
Yeah.
So I've been all over the map, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm running behind. I was supposed to call. What do you want to know? I mean, like, you saw the video. I heard that you showed me the clips from Steve, I believe, Elkins' show.
Yeah.
And apparently Steve is a Dane Wigging acolyte who was, you know, vehemently defending him. And then, did I hear straight that he said, why don't you have Dane on and debate him on climate change?
Uh-huh. I told him I didn't want to. You know, he has his another show and Sunday night. So this was Thursday that we're talking about here. But Sunday night previous to that, someone had kind of trashed me saying I was going to have, because I announced this video that we were just listening to a part of and asked people to check it out. And we were going to talk about it this week. And this person said I was going to trash Dane. And Steve Elkins is the one that had him on. But the thing is, I don't want to debate anyone, and I told him that Sunday night. That wasn't the point, but I asked Dane if he didn't, you know, debate with you, and of course not, but the video that I sent to Steve...
What did you just say? You asked what?
I asked Dane on Thursday, it's in that clip, if he would debate Jim Lee. Mudslinger.
I didn't hear that, but I was going to go ahead and say, tell Steve to call Dane and ask Dane if he has the gonads to debate me. He fears me like Superman fears kryptonite.
Yeah, I can kind of tell. Yeah, I just mentioned this. Will you debate Jim Lee? Oh, no, not Mudslinger. Calling him Mudslinger, whatever. But the thing is, the video this same video I sent to Steve, and he kept calling it an article. So clearly he never even clicked on it. So, but the other Steve that was on the show was a little more rational and, you know, said he would look forward to looking at it. So they didn't, you know, pay any attention to it prior to that, because it was, this was just going to be like your regular Talmudia roundup kind of media, you know, where it's the sensationalism and all this stuff. So, yeah, but we'll quit talking about him.
Well, go ahead. Fear porn sells. And, yeah, like, Dane is a hell of a salesman. You know, he says a lot of scary things and doesn't understand 90% of them, but he uses the right words and terminology to, like, you know, basically suck people in.
Yeah, the inflection, right?
Yeah, I'll give him props for, yeah, and the dark tone of just death. I mean, he's like Alex Jones light. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I, you know, I get it. I understand all the people that want peace and harmony and kumbaya in the community. But there is no community. There never has been a community. And the reason why is because every time I've tried in the past 15 years to bring the community together, all of these, you know, what I would just call minutia gets in the way. But most importantly, jerkwads like Dane Wigington resort to lawfare and just, you know, shutting down the conversation completely, destroying his enemies, you know, all the while, you know, never giving credit where credit is due while plagiarizing other people's work and then not understanding the work he plagiarized, so he can't explain it. That's the part that drives me insane, is that you have a guy who clearly believes CO2 is heating up the planet. So if you're that dumb and you don't understand science enough to be able to go, no, this is clearly a hoax, then all of the rest kind of just falls to the wayside. Like, don't lecture me on, you know, I call it the dumbing, UMD. Yeah. His entire documentary is literally, like, a little bit of facts, a lot of BS. A little bit of facts, a lot of BS. A little bit of facts, a lot of BS. A lot of conjecture, a lot of, you know, inflection, assumptions, but no, very little facts, aside from the stuff that he literally stole from my website. So
you call it showboating, right? Isn't that what we call it, showboating? When you do the critique of that film that you mentioned, I want to see that. I'm not going to watch the original.
I originally said that it's 2 hours long. Are you going to commercial?
Yeah, we're going to have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
On that, but I just had to go there. Go ahead, Jim.
I mean, what do you want to know that wasn't in the video? Like,
Yeah, you know, this thing has been, I'm pretty sure it's true, but, you know, in, what was it, 2018 when they, somebody pulled the jet stream down into Texas in February? Remember that?
I do.
I think that was manipulation, don't you?
Well, I said so. I think I got a video on that. But, you know, when you're talking about large-scale weather manipulation like that, typically, it's usually overblown. Bernard Eastland, the guy who, you know, really brought forth the idea of HARP, HARP could control the weather. The part most people miss is that Ben actually said, in order to do this, we would need a generator of 100 billion watts. Now, HARP is only 3.6 million watts with an effective radiated power of 5.1 gigawatts, which is 5.1 billion watts. It's only 5 billion watts. We're only 95 billion watts off of what, you know, Bernard Eastland said we would need to steer the jet stream or affect it.
Mm-hmm.
And even the most powerful one, like missile defense radar that I could think of, is around 25 million watts. The one that's down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So we're nowhere near that. However, in Tromsø, Norway, Scandinavia, the Tromsø ionospheric heater, it's currently 1.2 million watts, but they're upgrading it to a new facility called ISCAT 3D. It's EISCAT 3D. The ISCAT 3D array has a target power of 100 billion watts.
Wow.
So,
well, wasn't that, just to interrupt a second, I'm sorry, but when Obama went up there, right, do you remember that they were calling it a vortex and all this other stuff? Was that coming from there?
The polar vortex?
Well, it wasn't a polar vortex. It was some kind of blue spiraling thing, and I just wondered if it was coming, I think, from the same place you're talking about, I think.
Yeah, the jet stream, whatever it heads up over Alaska and then dips rapidly down, you know, that's what they're typically talking about, you know, like things like they'll call it Pineapple Express, polar vortex, you know, all of these sorts of things. You know, generally speaking, that kind of plane is that? That's a spray plane.
Right now, South Carolina.
Yeah, it just flew over my house. One of those crop dusters.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Monsanto delivery system flying over my house right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, the thing is, like, you know, just recently, because, you know, Jamie Lee was busting his gonads in that video about how he won't talk about, you know, directed energy weapons, or he won't talk about this or that. You know, I don't fault Dane for that sort of stuff. You know what I mean? Stay in your lane. You don't understand anything about it. You might as well shut up about it.
Keep your tricycle over there, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, he'll make all these fantastic claims. You know, like just recently, this last weekend, he jumped on the NEXRAD bandwagon. Like,
oh boy.
All of a sudden, it's like, okay, so you're feeling like a little attacked, and you feel like you need to, like, stray outside of your lane to get some new attention because you haven't said anything new in the last 10 years. So now you're going to jump on the next rad bandwagon when that, too, is a hoax. Like, I get highly frustrated with people that, you know, they just... I can understand being misinformed, you know, not understanding the technology. Shut up, Foghorn. I'm on the radio.
At least it's your rooster, not mine this time.
Yeah, my rooster's, we named him Foghorn Leghorn. Yeah, he looks just like him, big white rooster. I say. But you know, the thing about Dane is, like, he's been a thorn in the side of so many people. And had he not attacked Renette Sinham, you know, yep, who's currently, like, I'm trying to help out with the lawsuit in any way, shape, or form, provide them with just whatever information they need to win. Now, Dane put together a legal team a long time ago that went nowhere. He hasn't mentioned it since. Got a whole lot of money together to do absolutely nothing. But then he got a whole bunch of money together to fly behind a chemtrail plane and sniff the chemtrails. And, you know, then in his documentary, The Dumbing, he literally just showed exactly what I've been telling people since, you know, before 2015 when I spoke at the EPA hearing on flight pollution. I was like, dude, I had documentation of everything that you say you found from 10 different sources before you flew up there. And furthermore, he's only looking at, you know, him and that scientist, I guess you could call it a scientist. You know, they go up there with a wet sock and go flying through some jet trails and suddenly, you know, bring it back down. They're looking at micron-sized, you know, particles. They're not looking at nanoparticles.
Uh-huh.
Despite all of the hoopla, you cannot see nanoparticles.
All right.
And furthermore, the type of equipment that would be necessary to actually get up there and sniff them nanoparticles is so expensive that all the crowdfunding in the world, he'd never get the equipment to catch it, let alone analyze it.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you need to do that when you've already got the United States Air Force, you got the University of Finland, I've got like 10 different sources all saying the exact same thing. You know, aluminum, barium, vanadium, molybdenum, zirconium, you know, strontium.
Yeah. I was just looking at your video there with Renette about the first one or the second one with the graphic there of the metals. Yeah. What were there, like 20?
Yeah, so I just put together, I was like, well, you know, instead of me repeating all of these really stupid sounding words over and over again, why don't I just get a periodic table and put it into Adobe Illustrator and just highlight the one, mm-hmm, you know, so that I can make it just, I like infographics. I'm a graphic nerd too. You know, like, mm-hmm, I do all my own artwork.
That's great.
So I made this, you know, periodic table just to show, look, all of this is in jet fuel. And there was a paper published last month that 1 million tons of carbon black dust nanoparticles every single year produced by burning jet fuel. The Indian Space Organization, we found carbon black dust soot, you know, from jet aircraft, jet fuel being burned at 18 kilometers in the stratosphere, and there were 10,000 per cubic centimeter.
Right, and this is 18 kilometers thick, right?
This is 18 kilometers in the sky, so we're talking in the ozone layer.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that David Keith, Ken Caldera, and Bill Gates' wet dream is already happening, has been happening, from planes burning jet fuel. It ends up in the stratosphere. It is coated in sulfuric acid and sulfur dioxide and all the other sulfurs. Inside the soot and the carbon black dust is all of the metals in that periodic table. Those metals form cirrus clouds. CIRRUS. That's why I say cirrus clouds matter. That's why I came up with the hashtags like Black Lives Matter, hashtag cirrus clouds matter. Because Dane does not believe that jet engines can create contrails.
Yeah.
He says so. I did a breakdown of his interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. before he was a presidential candidate. And even RFK is like looking sideways at him, like, like, what kind of shit are you on? He's like, so you're telling me that when I'm flying into LAX and I see planes creating contrails, those are not contrails? He's like, no, those are not contrails. In fact, high bypass turbofans cannot create contrails. What you're seeing is, you know, deliberate spraying or jet fuel additive. Then he goes on to say the entire rest of the interview, let's never say jet fuel again. But just so that I don't lose RFK, I'll say jet fuel additive. But, you know, I know that's a Jim Lee thing, and I don't want to go down that route. Because then I would be getting too close to the truth.
Hey, Jim, you know what? I wish I had 2 hours. Now would be a nice time to have 2 hours. Would you mind taking a call? Would you mind doing that?
I love calls. I love discussion. That's why I wanted to call in.
Yeah. Before we take Nancy in California, though, I just want to quickly say, because I might miss saying it later, is this thing in Maui, that dude, D-E-W-D, dude, you know, and Jamie's right on top of that, and all of a sudden I get this from, I didn't even realize I was signed up to Geoengineering Watch. I always just click it off. But so I clicked on it yesterday, and it's the same type of stuff, you know, and they're saying this 800 mile away dry hurricane Dora is the one that caused this one isolated, area of fire, you know. So anyway, so let's get Nancy on here. Hi, Nancy.
So maybe I missed this, but what is your guest's credentials?
What would you say your credentials are? You can go to ClimateViewer at climateviewer.com and learn more about him. But I don't know what.
Oh, yeah.
Well, please get off speakerphone, Nancy, my producer says.
I have a PhD from the prestigious School of Autodidactory. Which is a smart ass way of saying that I'm self-taught. I was diagnosed with a 160 IQ in the fifth grade. I went to Challenge Reach Governor School. I was given an art scholarship when I was in the fifth grade. I excelled in all advanced prep. And before I left high school, I had already had a gainful employment in the video game and 3D design industry because I had taught myself 3D design, and I skipped college, and ever since then, I've owned my own businesses. I do web design. I do graphics. I've been a hacker since I was 15 years old, so I'm a cybersecurity specialist, which gives me the ability to rapidly find information on the Internet. You can tell me anything you want to know, and within a 15-minute window, I could generate you 300 pages worth of report on everything about any individual, any topic. So with dedicating 15 years of my life to trying to understand the history of weather control, if you go to climateviewer.com, weather modification history is on there, and you'll see an interactive timeline, which has been cited by Harvard University, which actually taught a course using my website, MIT University, the United Nations Environmental Program. I have 200 citations on Google Scholar, whereas Dane Wigington has about 40 citations on Google Scholar, where they are studying him because he's a lunatic, and they want to try to understand the mind of a lunatic. However, I'm in the reference section of peer-reviewed journals.
Yep.
Those are my
credentials. So, Nancy, I just want to say I hope you were listening off air, because you were giving us feedback, so the producer had to let you drop. And before we have David in Illinois, in case you didn't guess, Jim is just brilliant, okay? And I remember him from learning about him from years ago. And his, like he said in the video that was playing at the beginning of the show, he deleted all his stuff that was negative about Dane Wigington, but he's just gone too far now. He went after Renette Zenham, and that's what I was going to bring up and we're getting near the end of the show, that her talking about Sound of Freedom, and others have expressed this, they didn't, you know, if you would be filming about Indians, you would, you know, have Indians talking about their experience, right? Well, no one interviews these people that have come through the other side of this abuse. Renette was adopted when she was a few months old, and she was abused from age 3 to 11 for 9 years in there. And but she, you know, discounted it as being not her bloodline or whatever, but she expressed different ones. She tried to reach out and tell about it and how they were just furious with her. Why didn't you stop it at 3, right?
I was abused as a child, and I rarely talk about this, but my father and my mother, they separated when I was 2 years old. And my father physically, mentally, and emotionally abused me severely until the age of 10, when I was finally strong enough to kick his ass.
All right.
And from that point forward in my life, any bully, I went to Sumter High School. We had 5,200 students. I was in over 100 fights at Sumter High School. Almost all of them were bullies. All of them lost. I was shot 3 times. I've been stabbed 7 times. Nothing will stop me from shutting a bully up. Internet, yep. Real life, front of me, distant. I hate bullies.
Yep.
And when I saw Dane bullying Renette, I said, you know what? Even though I agreed to a ceasefire, even though I've deleted all of the crap that I know about this scumbag, I can't hold my tongue anymore. And it was also prompted by Jamie Lee's, you know, video, even though he's a flat earther, even though we disagree very, you know, probably on a lot of things. Yes, I believe directed energy weapons are real. Do I believe they're lighting fires? Probably not. And I literally just spoke about that, you know, with the guy from the Czech Republic this morning on the interview. I explained why.
Will you have that on your YouTube? Or no?
I'll get into it, because you know what?
Yeah.
I've got 3 topics coming up that, you know, I want to get into. I was on with Weaponized News Saturday with Sam Cheney, and he mentioned to me this bio leak, this bio lab in Fresno and then in Reedley, and I just had to dive into it because there's a whole bunch of people saying, oh, this has nothing to do with China. And like I said, because internet, master of the internet, I was able to literally in the last hour prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, definitely all the Chinese links, names, addresses, phone numbers, all of that. And I'm going to be showing that in my show tonight.
All right.
Didn't have any of this planned before yesterday, but, you know, whatever comes along goes along. So that's where we're going.
And 6 p.m. Eastern on YouTube, right? Climate Viewer on YouTube.
Yeah, at Climate Viewer on YouTube. And I usually do a call-in show on Sunday. So I'll put my phone number up there and people can call in. Dane knows this. All of Dane's acolytes know this. You know, the difference between me and Dane is I'm as accessible as they come. And I will always admit if I'm wrong. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not that proud. And I believe that having people who disagree with me come on helps me grow, keeps me grounded. If it weren't for my wife of 24 years, I would have floated off into the stratosphere, into fear porn land a long time ago. She's the one that keeps going, I think you're sounding a little crazy on this one. Then I go, yeah, maybe I should double check that.
Yeah, I just love to listen to you. Yeah, you're just so great. And you're so in touch with everybody in your chat room, your live chat, I noticed when I was, you know, it was a recorded one. But, you know, you're on top of everything that's going on around you. So you see how people, you know, I think the Lord gives us all kind of challenges so we can learn from them. And I don't know if we have, you know, but some people just now, if Dane had some childhood trauma, he's apparently, using that for selfish purposes, you know, but some people develop more empathy, and some people have none.
I'm not a psychiatrist. Yeah. I don't want to cast aspersions on him. you know, mm-hmm. I don't want to hate him as a person. I pray for Dane. I want Dane to see the bigger picture and get outside of his freaking ego and say, mm-hmm. you know what? We are stronger together. Maybe I should take input from others. Maybe I should give credit to others.
Yeah.
Because what I tell everybody is this. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org. Go to Dane Wigington, Geoengineering Watch on YouTube. Listen to his podcast. Read his article. But please do the same for mine at climateviewer.com.
Right.
The difference is if you go to Dane Wigington's website, to his Facebook, he's got me blocked on Twitter. What a bitch. if you go to any of his social media or his website and you type the words Jim Lee or climateviewer.com, and I dare anybody listening to this audience to try this little experiment out for yourself.
If you want to be banned, right?
Post it and you will immediately be banned.
Oh, okay. We only have 2 minutes left. I do need another hour, Sam. Yeah,
come on, Sam.
Yeah, no, I don't, this is just 1 hour show, but maybe at some point, and especially if I can get you on more often, that would be great. So I don't think we're going to get to you, Dave, in Illinois, sorry to say. So I want to leave this last couple minutes for Jim to give us some more information, please.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I started out, 2008 debating Ken Caldera and David Keith and geoengineering scientists. That was where I started. And I expanded, obviously, to cloud seeding, laser-guided lightning bolts and cloud ionization technologies, getting all of the government reports on who's modifying the weather around the world, who's paying for it, who's doing it, where, when, why, and how. You know, the basic journalistic kind of thing. I mapped all that out on climateviewer.org. You can see it on a 3D globe. I wrote all my own programming, so I programmed that 3D globe. I made all those maps. I created an entire history of weather modification in an interactive timeline. It's available on climateviewer.com. And all I'm
And your maps are climateviewer.org. Right.
Yeah, and then I come into this chemtrail debate, and suddenly everybody's like, "You don't know what you're talking about." All right.
Thank you so much, Jim. We'll have to get this together again sometime. Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you.
Спасибо, до свидания.
Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.